What?
Blog Talk
what?
Radio.
I don't know what that shit is.
Everybody be quiet.
I want to be quiet.
Hey, yo, Jason.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
Say something to her. Holla at her.
I got one question. How'd you fit all that in them jeans? You know what to do with that big fat butt.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Just a little bit of.
Patty cake, patty.
Alright, y'all, this is Extreme Entertainment at 712-432-5198. You can catch us on blogtalkradio.com / Extreme Entertainment, or you can go to our Facebook page and catch us at Facebook / Extreme Entertainment. Tonight, we were supposed to introduce a new game brought to you by the one and only Dimples, but she is late, and so, yeah, we're not going to play that game. So, we're going to play a different game. So, brought to you by River.
It is called.
And, hold on.
I'm John.
Hold on. It's called, what's it called, River?
It's called A Story Elf. If you want it, you can find it on Amazon.
Okay, it's called A Story, and what we're going to do is each one of us are going to answer the questions that it asked, and at the end, it's going to tell us a story. It can be any story you want, it can be as perverted as you want, because, once again, we are Extreme Entertainment, where we put the extreme in entertainment. All right, 91075, what's your name?
I would be motherfucking Smalls, and I'm drunk. Thank you.
All right. That is Smalls, and he's drunk. So if he gets muted for being stupid, don't get mad. We are live on the radio. Okay. So, River, start your program. Smalls, you will be the first person to answer a question. And then Ryan.
Are you serious?
Yes.
All right. Here's how it works. Y'all listen to this.
Welcome, Guthrie.
Hi. I'm the story elf. I have a very important job at the North Pole. I'm in charge of all the holiday stories, and I need your help to tell them. I'll tell you what kind of words I need. You say them for me. I'll record them. And then I'll tell you a story with those words in it. Press the questions button to start playing now.
Okay.
It's top. Here's your first question. Tell me the name of a musical instrument.
Your mama. No, guitar.
Your mama.
Your mama.
Tell me the name of your favorite teacher.
Ryan. Ryan, you're...
Ryan.
No, it's Ryan's time.
Tell me the name of something you wear on your feet.
Shoes. Flip-flops.
Flip-flops.
Derek, you're next.
Good answer. Tell me the name of a major sports event.
All right, Nick, you're next. Answer the question.
Hold on a minute.
Say five.
I will say running.
The marathon.
The marathon.
Tell me the name of a place you want to visit.
Amanda.
I didn't hear the question.
A place you want to visit.
Ohio.
Good answer. Tell me the name of a four-legged animal.
Alabama girl, you're next.
A dog.
Dog.
Dog. Good. Tell me the name of a famous singer.
Derek.
Derek, are you with us? Hi. A famous singer. Derek's not with us. Famous singer will say Luther Vandross.
Luther Vandross.
Luther Vandross. Good answer. Tell me the name of things you wish you had a lot of.
Okay. I'll answer this one. Marlboro Man. Name something you name things that you wish you had a lot of.
I should just say a lot of things you want.
Yeah, a lot of things.
Hello.
You would get a lot of. Welcome, caller. Hold on a minute. We're in the middle of a radio show.
I say a bunch of phones and computers.
All right. What did he say?
A bunch of computers.
Right.
And phones.
And what?
Cell phones.
Computers and what? Cell phones?
Like, yeah, so your phone. Put a lot more minutes in.
Okay. Computers and cell phones.
Computers and cell phones. Good. Tell me a word that describes a monster.
A monster? Pussy.
Yes. Pussy.
Good answer. Next one. It's your last one. Then we're done. Tell me
Amanda.
The name of something you would find in a garden.
Who?
Amanda. Pick your answer.
Something
things
found in the water?
In the garden.
Oh, vegetables.
Vegetables.
Vegetables. Good job. It's time for me to tell your story. Here we go. Once upon a time in a land called
Hell,
there lived a tiny
dog
by the unusual name of
Luther Vandross.
And this
dog
was unusual in other ways as well. For instance,
Luther Vandross
didn't believe in
Ryan.
And everyone in
hell
believed in
Ryan.
Even the
computers and cell phones.
In fact, most folks of
hell
would rather spend a day eating
vegetables
than say they didn't believe in
Ryan.
But for some reason,
Luther Vandross
didn't believe until
the marathon.
That is, because that was when
Ryan
showed up in a
flip-flops,
looked the
dog
right in the eye and said, here's a
your mama
for being so
pussy.
And did
Luther Vandross
believe after that? You bet your sweet
your mama.
The end.
Alrighty. Who's going to start the next let Mike's list off the people to answer it?
Here's
all
your
right.
First question. Tell
you
me the name of something you throw.
All right, let's get
baseball.
But let's get a little creative with this one, y'all.
Like for animals, use people's names or, you know, baseball.
Baseball. Good answer. Tell me the name of something that can fly.
Bird.
Birds.
Birds.
Good answer. Tell me the name of a famous athlete.
Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan.
Good answer. Next
okay.
question.
Hold on.
Tell me the name of an animal that lives at the zoo.
Come on now. Amanda,
tell me
pick
the
your
name
answer.
Of an animal that lives at the zoo.
Ooh.
Amanda.
Good
oh.
answer.
Whoa.
Wow.
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 Whack as fuck, dude. What is this shit?
Marlboro Man. No. Derek. Derek in here?
Good answer.
Yeah, I'm in
next
here.
Next question.
Amber.
Tell me
welcome.
The name of things you would find in a grocery store.
Bacon.
Bacon.
Okay, that's one. Give me two more.
Bacon. Ice cream topping.
Chicken.
Chicken.
Tell me the name of
chicken.
Things you would find in a grocery store.
Chicken, bitch.
Bacon,
bacon.
Ice cream, coffee, and...
Bacon.
Bacon, ice
chicken.
Cream, coffee, and...
Chicken.
Bacon, ice cream, coffee, and chicken.
Bacon, ice cream, coffee, and chicken. Tell me a day of the week.
Freaky Friday. Freaky Friday.
Day. Good answer. Next question.
Day.
Tell me a word that describes underwear.
Boxers.
Drawers.
Boxers and drawers.
Good answer. Tell me the name of something that moves very fast.
Cheetah.
Mike's mouth.
Oh, Derek's shit.
Derek's
chest.
Derek's hand on his penis.
Derek's hand on his penis. Good answer. Next question.
Actually, it doesn't move that fast, really.
Tell me a word that describes a clown.
Someone describe
a
clown.
Derek. Homosexual.
Mike.
Derek.
Homosexual.
Oh, shit.
Good answer. Next question. Tell
hold
me
on, hold on, hold on.
A silly
made-up
word.
A silly made-up word.
Sensuous.
Sensuous.
Sensuous. Good answer.
Sensuous up when you grab me a beer.
A rainy day.
A word that
boring.
Describes a rainy
wait,
day.
Wait, hold on. Dimples getting off.
Dimples getting off.
Good job, storyteller.
Okay.
It's time for me to tell your story. Here we go. Once upon a time, in a place called
Sensuous,
there lived a young
Amanda.
Named
Amanda.
Derek.
This little
Amanda
was very
dimples getting off
because Derek had a unique
baseball
that was big and
small.
And jars.
Because of this, every other
Amanda
that lived in
Sensuous
wouldn't even let
Derek
enjoy any of their
bacon, ice cream, coffee, and chicken
with them. But one
Birds.
By the name of
Mike.
Saw just how
Dimple getting off.
Little
Derek
was. And on
her day
1 year,
Mike
asked the little
Amanda
a question.
Derek.
With your
baseball.
So very
boxers and drawers.
Won't you guide my
Derek's hand on his penis
tonight? And the rest, as they say, is
homosexual.
The
hell no.
Here's your first question. Tell me the name of something that lives in the water.
I got this one. Fish.
Something. Fish.
Fish. Good. Tell me your favorite holiday.
I'm over. Favorite holiday? Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Good answer. Tell me the name of your hometown.
Mike's room.
Good
Mike's
answer.
Room.
Next question.
Damn.
Tell me a word that describes the Grand Canyon.
River.
Big.
No,
who is he?
Big. Oh, damn.
Good answer. Next question.
Poor Amanda.
Tell me a word that describes
garbage. I know, right?
You go, Amanda. A word that describes garbage.
River.
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 Good answer. Tell me the name of someone in the room.
Nick.
Good answer. Tell me the name of a kind of job or profession.
Wrestler.
Good answer. Next question. Tell me something you do that's fun.
Game.
Masturbate to Dipple's pictures.
Good answer. Next question. Tell me the name of things that come in the mail.
Letters.
Vibrators.
Oh, hell no.
Good answer. Next question.
Man, yeah, I can
tell me a word that's playing a video game.
Let's see. Racing car.
What was the answer?
Racing car.
Good answer. Next question. Tell me the name of a cartoon character.
Honeybee.
Good answer. Tell me the name of something you can use to travel.
Greyhound bus.
Good job, storytellers. It's time for me to tell your story. Here we go. It was the night before
Christmas Eve.
And an elf named
Honeybee
was really
racing car.
Because in the town where
Honeybee
was from,
Christmas Eve
is a very wonderful time.
Honeybee
was in
Mike's room,
making a whole bunch of
gay pictures of Mike and Stunner
with a friend, a happy by the name of
Nick,
for their
wrestler
to load and deliver on the eve of
Christmas Eve.
The two of them always had a lot of fun together in
Mike's room
because they like to
masturbate to Dimple's pictures.
And on
Christmas Eve.
Eve, when they're
big like Amanda's ass,
work was finished, the friends loaded the
gay pictures of Mike and Bunny
into the
Greyhound bus
for their
wrestler,
who thanked them and with a ho 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 said, I'm
River.
The end.
Wow.
That was supported.
I'm sorry, good, but somebody didn't do it over because somebody messed up on that one.
You know what? We need to pick one person. I'm gonna do the next one. All right, go ahead, River. I'm gonna show y'all how it should be done.
Tell me the name of things you would find in a forest.
Queen bee and honeybee.
Queen bee and honeybee.
Good answer. Tell me the name of a very large animal.
Here.
Amanda Panda.
Gross.
Amanda Panda.
Tell me something you do all the time.
Masturbate.
Masturbate.
Tell me a word that describes the weather.
Amanda.
Rain.
Amanda.
Good. Tell me the name of your favorite store.
Spencer's.
This is the name. Spencer's.
Tell me a word that describes the winter.
Cold.
Yeah, cold.
Brr, cold.
Good answer. Tell me a funny nickname.
Funny thing. Weasel.
Weasel.
Good answer. Next question.
I was going to say cupcake.
It's your last one. Make it Good. Tell me the name of a kind of insect.
Butterfly.
No, we're trying to be creative with this. Kind of an insect. I don't know. We'll go with fucking Cybella.
Oh,
Cybella.
Good job, storytellers. It's time for me to tell your story. Here we go. Years ago, in the land of
Spencer's,
there was a
Cybella
by the name of
Weasel.
Normally,
hold on a minute. We're in the middle of a
story. Here we go.
Let me do this one.
Years ago, in the land of
Spencer's,
there was a quiet
Cybella
by the name of Normally,
what the hell are y'all
was just
to?
A regular
Cybella.
Like any other. One day, some children placed a magical
Amanda Panda
on top of
Weasel.
And suddenly,
Weasel
became
Amanda.
The magical
Amanda Panda
caused
what the
Weasel
fuck is this?
To start to giggle happily and
masturbate
all around
Spencer's.
And everywhere
Weasel
went, people enjoyed the delightful
Queen Bee and Honeybee.
The end.
I like that.
We are in the middle of a radio show, so that's why the callers that came in weren't welcomed right when they came in, because I didn't hear them come in because we have all the phones turned off.
Oh, I've been in here, Mike.
I know.
What's up, Grandpa? You're going to be in the next story, man.
I'm talking about
Grandpa.
Summer.
One more story.
We're in the middle of a radio show. This
radio
is what
story
we're doing. All right, Grandpa, you are going to... You are going to answer the next story. Yes, indeed.
Here's
yes, Indiana.
Your first question.
I came back.
Tell me
right,
the date of your birthday.
What's your birthday, Grandpa?
10/31/72.
October 31st, 1972.
October 31st.
Tell me something you do in the kitchen.
Cook.
What do you do in the kitchen, Grandpa?
Cook.
Cook.
Tell me the name of a kind of car.
Domica.
DeLorean.
Good answer. Tell me the name of a kind of reptile.
Giraffe.
It's not a reptile. I'm a iguana.
Giraffe is a mammal. A snake is a reptile. I'm going with snake.
Snake.
Tell me the name of things you have two of.
Nipples.
Balls.
Good answer. Tell me the name of a famous person.
Hugh Hefner.
Good answer. Tell me the name of an imaginary city.
Imaginary city.
Transylvania.
No, it's not a imaginary city.
Transylvania is a real place.
A unicorn.
Good answer. Next question.
Or that.
Tell me the name
who
of
is that
one
question?
Of your best
unicorn.
Friends.
I didn't see that.
Hold on.
Marijuanaville, you're a stoner, so.
What was that question? Is such a grandpa asking?
Tell me the name of one of your best friends.
Name of one of your best friends.
Summer.
Who the fuck you killed off? Who the fuck you killed off, baby?
Hold on.
Your question. It's my question.
Hold on.
Shut your mouth.
Hold on, Grandpa. Hold on. What's the name of your best friend? You know what? I'm gonna hold on.
No, the other question.
Here's how we're gonna do this. All right, Grandpa. What's the name of your best friend?
Hello.
Grandpa. Grandpa, what's the name of your best friend?
I'm not even playing no more, Mike.
Oh my God. Alright.
Mike, go ahead, Summer.
Where
the hell did you come up with this game?
It's a game we're trying. It's everybody's supposed to be creative. But Summer, what's the name of your best friend?
Mike.
Tell me the name of something you ride.
And don't you dare. Dick.
Derek's, Mike's, or Grandpa's?
Grandpa's not playing. So Summer can answer the questions, and Summer said Dick.
Who's Dick?
None of your business.
What is part of the story?
My Dick.
I'm Dick.
All right, what's the next question?
Okay. Dick.
Good answer. Tell me a word that describes Christmas.
Christmas.
Presents.
Opening presents.
You got a
good
minute.
Good job, storytellers. It's time for me to tell a story.
Okay.
Here we go. It was the night before
October 31st.
And in the home of
Mike,
all the little
balls
were excited because they knew that
Hugh Hefner
was coming. As soon as the
balls
got into their
wagon,
laid their
dick
down on their pillows and went to
Marijuanaville,
jolly old
Hugh Hefner
would come and
cook
down the chimney with a large
lake
and leave a present for all of them. And what an extra
opening presents
time they would all have on
October 31st.
The end.
All right, y'all. That's the end of story time. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna close out. And we're gonna end with a song, well, not a whole song, but anyway. This has been the Extreme Entertainment. You can catch us live at 712-432-5198. Live from Room 1. You can catch us at blogtalkradio.com/Extreme Entertainment. Or you can go to Facebook.com/Extreme Entertainment. Or you can call in at 657-383-0954. And we will see y'all tomorrow. Same Extreme channel, Extreme time, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, and 8 o'clock
All right.
Pacific.
Hey. What happened to the coat, the green in my room? It's gone. Anyway. Who's listening to this ghetto shit?